The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And we welcome you live to Cedar Rapids, Washington, as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball here this evening, here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as tonight it'll be number 13 and 5A Cedar Rapids, Washington, in their home opener as they entertain the Linmar Lions. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Coach Steve Dozer here tonight, courtside at the Warrior Gym, as we get ready for this one. Each team has won two in a row. Washington, they come in at a perfect 2-0, 1-0 in conference play. The Linmar Lions come in winners of their last two. They're 2-2 on the season, and they won their conference opener. They come in at 1-0. And Steve, two teams I think that are much improved from last year, especially when you talk about the Washington Warriors. Big things are expected for this Washington team in 2018-2019, a couple of freshmen, one starting, one coming off the bench, some starters coming back from last year. And then you talk about Linmar and their second year under Coach Nate Sanderson, and they are much improved from a year ago.
Oh, he is really happy with how much they've improved. And, you know, he said, they won a couple games, he said, which were huge, but he just said, just watching them from summer to now, much more improved. He said they're a lot stronger, they're in the weight room more. He said, you're just seeing a different team this year and a more confident team.
For Washington, they got their year started with wins over Davenport North on the road at 61-57, and a good Davenport North team. Also, beat Iowa City Liberty in the conference opener, that by a score of 75-31. Linmar's already got four games under their belts. They started off with a classic, a four-overtime game. Fall in that one, 73-70, North Bulldogs, and then fell at Pleasant Valley, 52-39, but two straight wins. They won in overtime against Dubuque Senior on Friday night of last week, 46-43, and then road at Muscatine, 48-35. And confidence getting better and better for Coach Anderson in the second year for his Linmar Lions.
Yeah, well, one stat that falls, Scott, after four games, 103 shot attempts from the three. I mean, that's just unheard of. And 41 against Bettendorf. So, you know, we talked about that. And he said, you know, for our kids, that's their shot. He said it's no different than a 15-footer for them, so they're going to take their shot. So, yeah, that's it's a team that's going to shoot the three. They're going to shoot a lot of three. They're not very big. He said that's going to be a concern for them. And, you know, and Nate, Coach Anderson said, you know, the other thing is we just got to handle the ball. But who doesn't say that against Wash? You got to handle their press. And now it's got their more athletic. With Stelke at top on the press, they're just a lot better and a lot more quicker with Stelke and with Wash. So that's going to be tough for Linmar. He said height-wise, he said we got kids who can do it, but he said they have to handle it and they have to shoot well.
60% of Linmar's field goals are three-point shots. And they'll get out there and they'll take a bunch of them. But they have three guards out there, Carly Printy, Macy Miller, and Hallie Peak on the perimeter. Good shooters, one and all. And then on the inside, of course, Rachel started as a freshman a year ago, and they've got a freshman in there on this season. That's Alexis Beyer at 5'8", and a freshman averaging almost 13 points for the Linmar basketball team, and also five rebounds a contest. So she's one of a very talented group of freshmen that are around the conference and around the city this year.
Yeah, there is a lot of them. And, you know, Wash, think about Wash. They have the two freshmen that they're bringing in, but they're complemented by experience. You know, you got experience with Wash, but where Linmar does not have that experience. You have some young kids coming up, but they have one senior. And the difference tonight will be that Wash has, you know, starting juniors and seniors, and you're going to sprinkle in those freshmen. So that makes it a little easier transition for those freshmen compared to Linmar. They're kind of just a young team and doing it together.
One of those freshmen we're going to see tonight, and that is Hannah Stolke for Washington, the 6'1 freshman, averaging 14.5 points a game. And Stolke averaging 7 rebounds a contest as well. And, of course, her mom, Joanna Stolke, member of state championship team for Coach Paul James here at Cedar Rapids,
1985,
Washington.
1985, I believe.
Before heading, no, not quite
no,
that far back.
That, no, that would have been the Freeze Girls, one of the Freeze Girls.
In the 90s, but still.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't make anybody older than they need to be at this time. But Joanna went on to play at Illinois State, and now her daughter playing for Chris James at Cedar Rapids, Washington. So things are cyclical, but they do change slightly, I guess.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
But she's a good one.
She's a very good one and very excited player to watch, too. And he just said, you know, they play a lot of man, but he said when we go zone, we put her at the 1-3-1, and just her athleticism and height said she is very difficult to stop at top. So that's going to be key for them.
Washington a little shorthanded tonight. Sid Matvalski still out, the 5'8 sophomore who played quite a bit as a freshman, had an appendectomy a couple of weeks ago and just started practicing last night. First practice she got under her belt. Head coach Chris James expects her to be back by next Tuesday's basketball game, and that'd be good news for the Warriors.
That would be good news because, you know, talking to coach, he said the first time they had everybody together in practice was the first 30 minutes, and after that they've had something happen. Stolke, they said, had an ankle, and somebody else had this, and the flu, and now with the appendix. So, but the good thing is she's back. Had practice yesterday, and they're going to need her because she is tough, and she's going to be. And you added to this mix already of a talented team, and her leadership will be key when she comes back.
You mentioned the take a look at some of the other top players in this game tonight. Sammy Mia for Washington coming back for her senior season. Caitlin Riley coming back for her senior season. Riley's going to be headed to play at Winona State in Division II next year. For the Warriors, they've got 3 seniors in the starting lineup. Issa Trumper in there as well at 5'6". And between those 3 seniors, Coach Chris James said, you know what? We're going to go out. We're going to pressure people. We're going to cause havoc. And he goes, we don't turn the ball over. They had 3 turnovers in the win against Liberty the other night. They caused 20 turnovers.
Yeah, and that's Washington, but for the style they play, that's incredible to have 3 turnovers. I mean, that's just unheard of because they're a running gun. They love to push. They love to shoot the 3. They love to run the basket rim to rim. So, yeah, to have only 3 turnovers, and for them, their turnovers probably come from their offensive end just because they're so aggressive.
And for Linmar, Carly Prinney back for her junior season. She's going to be headed to Truman State in a couple of years. Macy Miller on the outside and Hallie Peake, a sophomore, in there. Each team will go about 3 or 4 deep off the bench as we get into this one here tonight. Some of the other games in the MVC coming up tonight. Everyone but 2 of the teams are in action in the new 16-team conference. Kennedy is on the road at Cedar Falls tonight. Hempstead is at this evening. Dubuque-Wallard is at unbeaten Xavier. Liberty travels to Dubuque Senior tonight. Iowa City West is at Western Dubuque tonight to take on the Bobcats. And a doubleheader that was actually moved a little bit, wasn't scheduled for one, but it is now. Waterloo East is at Waterloo West for the girl-boy doubleheader in that one. Jefferson has the night off tonight, and Prairie has the night off tonight as well. They'll get back into it coming up later in the week. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Both teams come in at 1-0. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Linmar Lions 2-2 on the year. They come in 1-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Linmar, they will go with 3 guards. At 1 guard, it'll be 24 Carly Printy, junior, headed to Truman State in a couple years, and Printy averaging right at per ball game and a 34% 3-point shooter. Also at a guard, Macy Miller, number 3, a 5'5 senior. Miller averaging 13.8 points to lead the Lions and a 39% 3-point shooter. The third guard is Hallie Peake, 5'5 sophomore. Peake averaging 3.5 points per ball game. And up front, it'll be number 15, Alexis Beyer, a 5'8 freshman. Second on the team in scoring, 12.5 points. Pulls down 5 rebounds per ball game. And Keegan Krejci in the middle, number 1, a 5'9 sophomore. Krejci averaging 7.5 points and a team-high 6.5. rebounds per game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Nate Sanderson. Now the starting lineup for the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington, 2-0 on the year, 1-0 in conference play. They come in rated 13th in the state in the 5A class. For the Warriors, three guards as well. Sidney Ingledow will be at one guard, 5'3 sophomore, averaging 6.5 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be number zero, Caitlin Riley, 5'8 and a senior, 4-year player for Washington, averaging 11.5. Averaging 8 steals a ball game, has really rounded her game into shape. She'll be headed to play at Winona State in Division II next year in the Northern Sun Conference. Third guard is number 30, Issa Trumper, 5'6 and a senior, and Trumper averaging right at 12 points a game, shooting 56% from the field and 60% from three-point range. Up front, it'll be Sammy Mia at 5'8 and a senior, 11 points. And a team-high 8.5 rebounds a game. And Hannah Stolke, the 6'1 freshman, averaging a team-high 14.5 points per ball game. The head coach for the Washington Warriors is Chris James. And our officials are Steve Allman, Jeff Reese, and Cody Oates for this one. Lindmar in the traveling black with the white lettering trimmed in red. Lindmar across the front with the red numbers trimmed in white and the red and white stripes down the side, and the Warriors in their brand new white uniforms with the blue numbers trimmed in red, with Warriors across the front and the blue and red striping. And, I think the whole key to this game, Steve, is going to be can Lindmar take care of the basketball?
Yeah, you know, and that's going to be what they need to do, and something you're going to see too from Lindmar. Last year they were 95% defensive zone team. This year they've moved it up to about 78 man-to-man. So they said, we got to get out and guard. But he said the biggest challenge we're going to have is if we can stop their press. But, you know, Scott, that's any team that plays Wash. And now that you had Stolke to it, that's going to be tough for them. So, but, yeah, they got to handle the press and they got to shoot the ball well. And those are the two things that Lindmar needs to have a chance.
Warriors are going to have a little bit of a height advantage in this one. We'll see how that will play out. Some of the keys to this one as we get started tonight from Cedar Rapids, Washington. And we will go ahead and join a nice crowd that is assembled here on a Tuesday night, and we will stand and honor America with the playing of our national anthem here from Washington High School. National anthem here at Washington. Again, the lineups, Printy, Byer, Krachen, Miller, and Peek for the Lions. Engledow, Mia, Stolke, Riley, and Trumper for Washington. Interested to see both of these teams.
Yeah, very much so, because you're going to see a lot more improved, Lindmar team for sure, and you're going to see a different Washington team now. They have some seniors, but you're sprinkling those two outstanding freshmen, and you got a Lindmar team, but their confidence is a lot higher. And, last year he said we'd be blown out by 40, so that's not this group this year. And he said just a lot more confidence. And I think it's going to be a fun night.
Starting to buy into Nate Sanderson's program. Many years over at Springville with all the state championships.
Yeah, they bought in.
And
look what it got them.
Stolke to tip it up against Krejcik. as we are set to go here from Washington on this Tuesday night. Coming up after the game, Cyclone Coaches Show. Here's a tip controlled by the Warriors, and we're underway. As Wash will go to the bucket to our left. Immediately, Engledow lets fly for a three, no good. Offensive rebound, Mia. Her putback won't go, and then Stolke tips out of bounds. It'll be Lion ball. And here comes that vintage Washington pressure.
The vintage 1-2-1-1.
Diamond and one. The wing pass stolen away by the Warriors. Engledow got it. Turnover number one to the corner. Engledow for three. Rattled it in and out. The ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Wash. It happens quickly.
It does. And Wash could have a two-point lead and can turn into a 15-point lead just because of their press.
Warriors to inbound. Caitlin Riley. We'll flip it in to Trumper and see what Lindmar will come out in. They're going to come out with the straight-up man. On the drive, Riley penetrates, gets cut off, gets it over to Stolke now. She'll circle right with it to Trumper. Between the legs with it. Guarded out front there by Macy Miller. To Riley. She'll try it for three and hits a deep one. That was a 23-footer for Caitlin Riley.
Yeah, and then some.
3-0 lead. Pressure defense. And Miller in the backcourt. Gets it up, hand to Beyer. Wing pass left side, pull up three on the way, and a walk going to be called on Prenti.
Well, and this is what the press does, Scott. When Wash has that press, it causes you to hurry things. Yeah, Lindmar takes the three, but they hurried, their feet weren't set, and caused a turnover.
43, let's go.
Warriors with a 3-0 lead. In front court, Trumper working the wave to Mia. Penetrates the lane, and she traveled with it. Tried a little spin move on the right side and drug the pivot foot.
Well, that was a good defensive stop by Lindmar, too. Good man-to-man.
A diamond one, full court pressure made famous by Frank Howell in his years here at Washington. Nice bounce pass to Krejci underneath. Fakes, puts it up and off the glass for two. And it's a 3-2 Warrior lead as Lindmar is on the board for the first time. A minute 20 into this one here tonight. Second game of the long MVC campaign. Trumper to Mia. They'll clear out the left side for her with the freshman Beyer on her. Gets the ball screen. Stutter dribble into the lane. Runner up. Good. Got the roll. They just cleared her out for the taking against the freshman.
Yeah, and she's strong.
Pass inside. Tipped out of bounds. And Steve Allman says it stays with Lindmar. 5-2 lead. Peaked inbound, right of the glass, looking in for Lindmar. Looking, face guarded by Trumper, and they finally get it in to the wing. Three on the way, missed long, and Stolke the rebound. She'll bring it up in a hurry. Stolke going one-on-one, crossover move, and she took an extra step. But before that, we got a foul. One official had a walk, the other had a foul. Carly Prenti will get the foul, her first for either team.
I think Stolke got all the way down the court, Scott, in three long strides. That was it.
She is a great ball handler.
She is.
Riley, behind the screen, pops another three. Six for Caitlin Riley. And it's 8-2 in favor of the Warriors. Quick 5-0 burst by Washington. They pick up the pressure at the half court. Krejci gets it out top to Macy Miller. Now Washington. Well, get into their man-to-man, and there's a travel called on Beyer.
Well, again, there's Washington's defense setting the tone, causing some turnovers. And, you know, right now, Lindmar's saying, calm down, slow it down, and that's what's done. Washington gets you to play fast.
Riley will walk it up. Lob pass, high post, Mia, just above the right elbow, gets it right back to Riley. Riley, step back.
Wow.
Three-pointer, good again.
We have to call a timeout here.
11-2 lead here for the Washington Warriors. Pressure defense, wing pass Beyer. They got a three-on-one. Down low to Krejci. Takes it in the lane and got grabbed and fouled before the shot. And see who that foul could be on any number of Warriors, and they're going to get it on Izzy Trumper. First on Trumper, team's first, and Peak will inbound for Lindmar. Down quickly, 11-2. Pass in is tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the line.
And there's Stolke with the stride too, Scott. I mean, just her arm length, her quickness, very athletic, and those are little things that she can do that will help Wash.
Pressure, let's go. Well, we talked about what would Wash do with this team if they got a post. Well, they got their post now.
That's right, and you're going to see them start feeding her too.
Beyer to the baseline on the drive through, but took an extra step. Turnover number four already here on Lindmar. And here comes the other freshman for Washington. Harry Thomas, 5'7 freshman coming in off the bench. As Engeldow will come out. Thomas averaging a point a ball game. Ball tipped away. Riley across the timeline on the drive, and she traveled with it. A little bit too far in the dribble penetration, second Warrior turnover.
Yeah, Riley tried to make something happen, kick it out, but just wasn't there. Good defensive stop by Lindmar.
Nice spin move by Beyer. Nice bounce underneath to the block to Krejcha. Kicks it back outside, open three up. No, wave it off, traveling call on Printeau. The extra step.
You see that a lot in girls basketball, Scott. We've talked about this a lot, just that quick shuffle of the feet, and there it was.
Hey, run it right, elevator.
11-2, 4:44 to play here in quarter number one. Mia holds the left free throw line extended. Turns, tried to get it to the sideline, and off of Riley's hand and out of bounds off the tip.
Well, and Lindmar's got to capitalize now. Turnovers here, they got to take advantage of it.
You're good.
Inbound to Printeau in the backcourt. Peek up the near side boards, gets it to Beyer, penetrates. Nice crossover, goes up with a leaner off the glass, too strong. Back tap picked up by Trumper. Has a girl breaking away. Mia's got it.
One.
Up good. It'll count the foul. Wow,
strong move. Good, strong move by Sammy Mia.
Chance at the three-point play, and they're going to get the foul on Macy Miller.
Well, she knew she was going to get fouled, put both hands on the ball to protect it, and finished.
And Nate Sanderson's going to get a 30-second timeout. With 4:21 to play here in the first, and it's Washington with a 2 jump in this one.
Can you say I'm happy I'm retired right now, Scott? This would be a game or team to make you retire. I tell you, they're athletic, they're quick, they can shoot the three. I mean, we already saw Caitlin Riley, you know, two or three. She had three pointers already, and boy, just a nice. And they know their role, they know their spots, and that's the thing that Coach James said. The team, the chemistry is just great. They know their spots. They're fighting for each other. He said last year everybody just kind of didn't really understand their spots, and he said this team really does.
Mia on the line to try to cap off the old-fashioned hat trick. It's up and good. And 14-2. Washington with the 12-point lead and a steal and a layup. Steal by Trumper, layup by Mia. Only two players have scored, but Riley 9, Mia 7. Lindmar hasn't been able to get the threes going. Ball tipped away. Miller has to go to her knees to retain it. On the baseline drive, Krejcha with a turnaround, rimming it good, and Lindmar gets her second field goal.
Boy, they just chase. Wash just chases and chases.
Trumper 3 from the left wing, good. Her first field goal, 19-4 Warriors. Throw over the top of the pressure. Here's Printing the front court. Yo-yos and dribble back. She'll pull up for a three. Front iron, no. Rebound. Comes out deep to Beyer. She'll turn, launch, and banks it home left of the key.
You should see her smile, Scott. She thought, well, didn't plan on banking it, but I'll take it.
She's 8-25 on the year coming in. I don't know how many of the eight were banked, but that one was.
20.
Thomas working the weave. Trumper behind the back with it. Frees herself for Miller. To Thomas in the corner. Couple of crossover dribbles. And her pass up top. Tipped by Peek out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Lindmar.
Now with Peek, good anticipation right in the passing lanes. And that's something they can do. They just play man-to-man. But right now, they got to find an answer for shots. And shots aren't falling for Lindmar.
Warriors are going to bring in Merrick McBride. Number 20.
About had six on the court.
Those days are done. 5'6" yeah. Junior. Also, Oriana Crusoe, 5'10" junior into the game for Washington. And in for Lindmar, Marissa Miller. And that is Macy's little sister. Line ball down 19-7, but only down a dozen. Miller over to Printeau, and Riley gets the foul going for the steal.
Yeah, Riley was anticipating the crossover and just got her arm through and got her before she crossed over and then fouled. Good call.
Inbound for Lindmar right in front of us here along the near sideline. Miller gets it into Printy. Guarded by Riley. On the hand back, they're going to double. Ball tipped away, picked up by Lindmar. Cross-court pass to Beyer for three. Missed it. Aired it, and a rebound to Riley. Long up-court pass, going to go over the head of Trumper out of bounds.
Yeah, I like what Wash was doing on that set, Scott, defensively. They were switching on screens, and then any double team, or if there's a screen, they'd look as well, and just they run into the passing lanes, just come right after you.
5'6 junior, Jamison Feldman into the game now for the Lions. Where's number 10? Averaging a couple points off the bench. She'll have it on the baseline. Two on one as they break the pressure. Drives, kicks it outside. Miller, three, missed it left. No good. Offensive board. Krejcha puts it up. No, but got fouled on the turnaround.
Yeah, good offensive rebound by Krejcha. And just very physical right now. Not scared to take it at him.
Merrick McBride will get the foul for Wash. And two free throws coming up for the Lions. Lindmar shooting 68% early in the year. As the high archer is up and good by Keegan Krejcha. Averaging 7.5 points a game, a 64% free throw shooter. She gets to the line quite a bit. Missed the second one, and the rebound pulled out of there by Riley. Wash led 14-2, and it's 19-8 right now. McBride to Riley as they work the right side. Stop and go move, penetrates, spins, puts up the high arching turnaround, no. Rebound, put back, that won't go. Another try at it. Crusoe no good, tips it around. They volleyball for it, and the Lions come down with it with Krejcha.
That's what height does for you, Scott. Height and athleticism keeps the ball alive.
Hesitation dribble. Krejcha on the perimeter. Goes cross court to Printy. Printy will step back, fire the three, barely caught the iron. The rebound to Ari Thomas. Or Crusoe make that for Washington. As the Warriors get ready to bring back three of their starters. Minute 20 to play. Nice spin move. Left baseline drive. Riley cut off by the double team and got fouled on a reach. For Lindmar.
Boy, Riley was a player we watched last year, Scott, but just to see her this year, the confidence and the leadership she's providing this team.
Stolke back in. Mia in. And Engeldow all back in. Riley will come out, and McBride will come out for the Warriors. 19-8 as Mia will inbound for Washington. They've never trailed. They get inside to Stolke. Off the fake.
Oh, offensive. Good call.
Crusoe ran right over Miller.
Yeah, and there's man-to-man, Scott. That's something we didn't see Lindmar do at all, and just a good defensive stance again by Lindmar.
Oriana Crusoe with her first. And it will be Lindmar to inbound against the pressure with Stolke at the top of that pressure, and there's a walk in the backcourt against Marissa Miller.
There's the height, too. They got Stolke up top now, and that just changes the whole look.
You can do so much with Hannah Stolke.
Boy, you sure can.
Only a freshman.
Yeah.
Warriors inbound to Mia. Turns on the block, got double. Kicks it back outside to Ari Thomas. She'll drive baseline. Leaves it for Stolke and got fouled on the leaner. Marissa Miller picks up her second. And the freshman Hannah Stolke to the line for the Warriors. And Stolke on the year, 70% foul shooter, gets the first. Alexis Beer back into the ball game for Lindmar. 20-8 Washington, second free throw, dances and falls.
Can you think of freshmen, Scott, who averaged 15 points a game in this league as a freshman? Not too many.
Not too many, but there have been.
There have been, not many of them.
Nice lob pass underneath, but Krejcha too strong off the glass as we go under a minute to play in the first quarter. Angled out quickly, up court. Mia goes behind the back with it, gets doubled. Feldman going for the steal, and I think tied her up. No, they're going to get a foul on Lindmar.
First time is a tie-up, and second one got her on the arm.
Jamison Feldman will get the foul.
Chaos.
And back in for Lindmar.
Oh, take it out. Oh, take it out.
Will be Peak. 44 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbound, Thomas. I don't even dare say the Warriors will go for one.
No.
Because we know better, and there's a walk out front trying to set up three for Thomas. Warriors will slap on that pressure with 35.3 to play here in the first quarter. Inbound, Beer over the top. Tried the wing pass, stolen away by Crusoe. Feed to the middle, the Stolke, but she dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. Turnover number 8 against Lindmar, 7 against Washington.
Well, Lindmar's done a good job, Scott, actually getting it, you know, to half court, but boy, they still come at you at full, and they're even in the back 20% of the court, they're still in it.
Printy tried to split a double team, and they're going to get a foul on the Warriors in the backcourt.
Well, and that's what Lindmar needs to do, Scott. If they, you know, if they can break the press in between and the officials call reach, then it changes it up a little bit to the positive for Lindmar.
Stolke gets the foul on that one. Both teams with 5. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go to the Warriors. Turnover that time against Lindmar, their 9th. And it will be Washington to inbound. 22.4 to go. And again, I don't know if I dare say Wash goes for one.
Not even a 2-point shot.
Crusoe, ball fake, drives, tried to split a double team, lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds. Good move, but probably should have took the pull-up. 14 seconds, dribbling in the backcourt, Feldman. Down to 8 seconds, going to have to beat that 10-second count. They didn't do it.
Yep.
There's the 10. Turnover number 10 on Lindmar.
Well, Lindmar was patient, but everybody was standing. Because no one was coming or crossing or getting to the middle.
Riley will come in with 6.3.
Yeah, that's good. Riley's got a chance and spread it out for a 3-point shot. They got a couple shooters out there that they can do that with right now, too.
Replacing Crusoe. Inbound, Riley trying to free herself. Going one-on-one behind the screen. Sets up for 3. Missed it, no. And that's the end of the first quarter. After 1, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 21, and the Lindmar Lions, 8. We'll come back with quarter number 2 in a minute. You're listening to Girls NBC Basketball here at KGYM.
The best gift ideas come from Iowa Book. A popular gift for that Hawkeye fan on your list is a quarter-zip pullover. Iowa Book offers the best selection of Hawkeye gear in the state, from lightweight shirts to heavyweight jackets, and all the top brands like Nike, Russell, Champion, Columbia, and Under Armour. You will also find free gift wrap at Iowa Book, downtown Iowa City across from the Old Capitol.
It's game day. The energy pulsates through the arena. Adrenaline pumps. Tension heightens. Anticipation peaks. The crowd rises. It's finally time. The whistle blows and the ball goes up. Don't blink.
A 3, left side. Good!
Game day lives here on the Cyclone Sports Network, powered by Learfield.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids, Washington, as the score after 1 is 21-8 in favor of the Washington Warriors. They jumped out to a 14-2 lead, and Lindmar will face a little half-court trapping Warrior pressure now as we start number 2. We'll give you the lineups in a moment.
1-3-1. You got Stalker up top.
Drive and a kick outside. Prinny again walked before the shot.
And they've called it. I mean, they've called it. And the coaches are agreeing. I mean, they've just got that quick change of the pivot foot or the shuffle step right now.
For Washington, Riley in there. Sammy Mia, Trumper, Stolke, and Engledow. They go with their starting 5. Riley bounce inside. Stolke gets double team, kicked out to Trumper, 3. That's going to be way short, and it's going to go out of bounds. And here comes the Wash pressure. Fire in there. Krejcha. Printy. And the steal by Washington. Trumper comes up with a steal. Mio's jumper won't go left of the lane. Trumper offensive rebound. Had a block going up. Here comes Printy the other way. 2-on-2. Pruny takes a tap of the key. Now Lindmar will get into the half-court offense. Nice crossover. Driving a kick outside. Printy, three, in and out, no good. Rebound to Caitlin Riley. Lead pass ahead, no one was looking, and Wash throws it away. Warriors want to run. They want to go about 140 miles an hour at all times.
All of them do.
And Beyer going one-on-one against the other freshman. We got an illegal screen up front on Lindmar.
Yeah, right now, Lindmar, just it's tough to get in the flow, Scott. Their shots are coming off breaking the press and a quick three and a quick look. They've really I've never had a semblance of an offensive series yet due to the Wash's pressure.
All side, Anna.
Peek, Miller, Krejcik, Beyer, and Prinny in there. And a nice move down the lane by Mia. She banks it home.
Boy, just uses her body very well.
And a foul in the backcourt. I think they're going to get Sammy Mia. And that'll be her first foul. Team foul number six. And, Lindmar with the ball in the front court. Peek driving a kick to the corner. Open three. High Archer won't go. Weak side board. Pulled out of there by Riley. Wash in front court going to the bucket to our left. Lindmar in the man-to-man. Riley, left free throw line. Drops it down low to Stolke. Posting up. Goes off the glass and scores.
Oh, good up and under move.
Showed right, went left.
Oh. Well, that was one thing Coach James said. We got to get a semblance of post play. And he said we have the personnel to do it now. And, so they got to take advantage of Stolke and get her inside, he said.
25-8, they throw over the top. Here's Lindmar up ahead. Nice, no look
fake.
Bounce pass, but the layup missed by Krejcik. Rebounded by Stolke. Riley, long wing pass ahead to Trumper. Drives baseline and got bumped and fouled. And that's the bonus now for Washington. And we'll see who that one will go against. Hallie Peek will get her first. And that will be team foul number seven. 1-1 missed, though, by Trumper. Wash, if they have one Achilles heel so far this year, Steve. It's from the free throw line. Beyer missed badly, and it's going to go out of bounds off the three-point miss.
Well, right now, a game like this, it probably will not matter. But just for confidence-wise, as you get in the tough stretch, you're going to need that.
25-8 Washington. Out on top. Riley lobbed the high post. Right back it comes to Riley in the left wing. Goes one-on-one. Drives in. Oh. Too strong on the layup. I think she was just too open on that
one. Yeah, she was, and kind of went up with both hands anticipating a foul and found out she was wide open.
Hallie Peek, top of the key to Krejcik. Five out offense right now for Lindmar. Here's Prinny. Stutter dribble coming left. Reverses it. Goes right. Crossover up front. Ball tipped away by Engeldow, but comes down in the hands of Peek.
Just quick. Good defense. They just run right at you.
Peek on the drive. She got doubled. Ball tipped away, and it'll be out of bounds to Lindmar.
Wash can take a chance defensively. If they get beat off the dribble, they're so quick that they know the help side from their teammate is going to be there, and that's been the case tonight. Just beat their defender off the floor, Lindmar, then there's somebody there from Wash to stop penetration.
Mary Thomas back in for the Warriors. Under five to play. Nice feed inside and a foul called. And that'll send Macy Miller to the line.
Well, that's the first time we saw just Lindmar get to run their offense a little bit.
Team foul number seven. And it'll be free throws coming up. And the first one off, no good. Lindmar shoots 68%. Miller, a 71% shooter. Looking for her first point of the night. Up, too strong, back iron it off. The rebound to Stolke. Lead pass, Thomas with a catch down on the block. Puts up the fall away, too strong. Stolke fighting for the rebound. He got fouled. She'll get two. Krejcik on the push. Her second. And the 18th foul on Lindmar. And Hannah Stolke's free throw is good. Heard about Hannah first time a couple years ago.
Yeah, that last year I really heard it. So you wait till next year when these freshmen.
Yeah, you got to play against her last year.
Yeah, you call it that.
That was a treat.
Yeah.
3-on-1, Byer pull up, won't go. Rebound, Lindmar, back up, no. Third effort as Byer comes away with it for the Lions. Drops it inside, Krejci was left wide open, fakes, goes up and got fouled by Stolke coming over. That'll be her second.
She didn't like the call, but she was late. I think, you know, Lindmar didn't realize how much Krejci didn't realize how much she was open when she got that pass, and then next thing you know, here comes Stolke.
Free throw, Krejci, no good. Lindmar helping their cause by missing free throws.
No, and those are little things. They have to do the little things to be in this game right now.
Feldman and Marissa Miller in. Stolke will come out with the two fouls. Merrick McBride back in for the Warriors. As they lead 27-8. Make it 27-9. And Molly Chmielicek will come in for the first time for the Lions. 5'8 junior. Where's number five? Lindmar going to stay in the man-to-man. They've been that way the entire ball game. Mia between the circles. Turns. They go with that 1-4 look. Mia going 1-on-1. Fakes. Puts up the following 10-footer and got it.
Well, and Washington does a nice job, Scott, just spreading it out where they can go 1-on-1. That's what they did there. Went to 1-4 set, spread it out, and let Mia take over.
29-9. 20-point lead. Head and shoulder fake. Miller drives in. Got cut off by the help defense. And back out it comes. Left point. Prinny. Crossover. Penetrates. Drives. Leaves it. Out front for Feldman. Back it comes to Marissa Miller. We're over the halfway mark of the game, second quarter. Miller to Feldman. Guarded by Thomas. Good defense by the Warriors. Thomas a drive. Kick to the corner. Open three. Up and good by Macy Miller.
Well, and it was a good defensive stop, but this, you know, again, Lindmar's finally getting to run a little semblance of offense and get an open look.
29-12, lead at 17. Nice high-low look to Riley, posting up, goes off the glass for two. 11 for Caitlin Riley. Throw over the top, 31-12, underneath the Feldman, nice goes over the left hand and puts it through. Lions doing a better job this quarter against the pressure. But down 31-14. Behind the back, Trumper leaves it for Thomas. Two-person game, a couple jab steps. Timeout. Trumper to Riley, and we're going to get a Washington timeout. And it will be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:40 to play here in the first half. Washington 31 and Lindmar 14. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYN.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back with you from Washington, Scott Unash alongside as it's a Warrior 17-point lead with 2:35 to play here in the first half. Three off the timeout, no good by Riley, and here comes Lindmar. Lions with Marissa Miller into the front court against the Warrior man-to-man. Miller not about the step back three, drive and a bounce out top to Printy. Works it left side. Jamison Feldman circling. Now stops. Turns. Puts up the three. Missed it badly. And the rebound out there to Harry Thomas. Rushed threes so far in the night for Lindmar. Bounce down low to Mia. Her follow-away is swished through.
Well, how good a game she had so far this half.
13 for Mia. Ball loose on the deck at the center line. They dive for it, and the Lions come away with it. I think they got a 30-second timeout. And they did get the 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and take another one with a minute 57 to play here in the first half. And Washington up 33-14 over Lindmar. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
10 seconds remaining. Down by one, and the ball is in your best player's hands.
Ball pass ahead, and he dunked it with the right hand, and he was fouled.
Dribble, drive, crossover, step back.
Wide open three, right side. Yes, sir, right there.
Elevate it, release, rotation.
The three, yes!
These moments are...
Stuffs it with two hands.
What?
A lob and a right hand dunk.
It's about...
Pretty fast break for Iowa State.
Back with you as Jamelcheck drives the left side of the lane, missed it. McBride the rebound, but she had it taken away, and then Miller got pushed off the turnover. And she's going to go to the free throw line. They're going to get it on McBride. Her second, team's ninth. And Marissa Miller to the free throw line. She's 0 for 2 and Megan 1 for 3. 33-15, minute 37 to play here in the opening half. Second one right through. That is 5 for Macy Miller, the 5'5 senior. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. 17-point lead. The Warriors are going to go to the bench. Mia, top of the key. Bounce right wing outside the arc to Riley. Tried a little pick and roll, couldn't get it done. Out top to Ari Thomas. On the drive, ball tipped away. It's stolen on the shot attempt by Thomas. Good defense. Miller picks it up, up the left-hand boards. Bounced down on the baseline. And now Lindmar will set it up with a minute to play here in the first half. Nice move. Miller down the lane, turned down the shot, kicks it back outside. Three won't go from the left wing. Rebound to Merrick McBride. Hands it back to Trumper with 43 seconds to play in the half.
Balance the floor.
Here's Riley off the clear out, going one-on-one. Driving a kick to McBride. Not about the three. Good defense by Feldman. Coming over there. McBride trapped in the corner. Got it out to Riley at the hash mark, right side. 23 seconds to play. This is as long as Wash has held it all night.
This has been. You know, and defensively, Lindmar's had something to do with that. They've done a very good job in their half-court set.
They're going to go for the last shot. Riley going to use that ball screen. Crossover, pulls up for the three, missed it. Rebound, 4 seconds to play for Lindmar, and in the backcourt, they'll let it fly and way short at the end of the first half of play. Halftime here from Washington. It is the 13th rated Warriors, 33, and the Lindmar Lions, 16. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our 3 most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Just one.
Back with you here at Washington. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer back with you here at halftime as the Washington Warriors lead it 33-16 over the Linmar Lions. And, Steve, it was Washington jumping out the pressure defense. They made shots. They were up 14-2 in the first quarter. Since then, it's been about an even Stephen ball game.
Yeah, you know, Linmar pressure set the tone. We knew they would. Caused a lot of turnovers for Linmar. Linmar rushed their shots, and Wash capitalized right now. And so that first quarter was huge. But, yeah, Linmar's done a nice job second half. They've slowed it down. They've been able to break their press a little bit, able to stop them on the transition defensive side of things, and make Linmar run or Washington run their offense a little bit more. So, yeah, for how the game started, Scott, 33-16 is closer than what it could have been at that point. And I thought Linmar's defense was a lot better second quarter for sure.
Take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. First of all, for the Washington Warriors at the break, being led by Sammy Mia and Caitlin Riley, the two seniors. Mia with 13, has six field goals and a free throw. And Caitlin Riley with the hot hand early. She had three threes in the first quarter and has 11 points here at the halftime break. 6 points for Hannah Stolke and 3 points for Iza Trumper on a three-pointer. Linmar, four players have scored. Keegan Krejci leading the way with six. Macy Miller with five. Alexis Beyer with three. And Jamison Feldman with a field goal and two. Right now, bench scoring is 2-0 in favor of Linmar. Turnovers, Linmar with 12 in the first half to 11 in the first half for Washington so far. The three-pointers, Warriors have doubled up Linmar 4-2. Free throws and the rest of the shooting percentages we will get for you coming up here, courtesy of Jeff Linder from the Cedar Rapids Gazette at halftime. But I'll throw it to you for a look at rebounding.
Well, right now, first half is all Wash, and Wash has 11 defensive rebounds and six offensive for a total of 17, and then 10 rebounds for Linmar with six on the defensive end and four on the offensive end.
Trying to get some scores for you coming up at halftime, as well as Washington pretty much looking as good as advertised in that first quarter, but to Linmar's credit, they hung in there, and it's still a game, even though it is a 17-point lead right now.
Well, it does. You know, you look at the score, and you're like, okay, it's a 17-point. But, again, it feels like it could have been a 25- or 30-point. But I tell you what, Linmar is a different team, Scott. We know they're different from last year. You can see it. Just the fact that they go from playing, you know, 98% zone to playing about 80% man-to-man, and that's been something different. We haven't seen any zone from Linmar tonight. I doubt we will. I mean, just because of what Wash can do. But credit goes to Washington. Boy, they run their defense. They know how to run their zone pressure, and they do it all over the floor. They do it from a half-court set. Even if they break the press, they're still in it, and they chase so well. They close out so well. It's just the help side defense and quickness by Wash. I've seen a different team defensively that we've seen. It's just better defense than what I've seen in the past from Wash on a half-court set. And you know, a lot of that, too, just, what you see in Stolke, too. I mean, my gosh, it's what a presence she is for them defensively and offensively.
Play defense without fouling. That's been the key for so many years.
Yes, and that's what we're seeing tonight is they're playing really good defense.
The shooting percentages, and thanks to Jeff Linder of the Gazette covering the game tonight. Read his article about the happenings tomorrow in the Gazette. For Washington, 12 of 27 shooting in the first half, 44%, 4 of 10, and 40% from beyond the arc. For Lindmar, 5 of 21 in the first half, only 24%, and more telling, 2 of 12 from 3, and only 17%. Coming in, Lindmar had to take care of the ball, and they had to shoot it well from 3. They did not take care of it early, got in the hole, have done a good job as of late, but they haven't shot it well from 3.
No, and that's what, Coach Nate Sanderson said, we have to shoot the ball well or we're going to struggle, and that's what we saw right now. And their shots were hurried. That's from Wash. They make you hurry, and that's what happened. They hurried their shots. They had some turnovers just on shuffling feet, some travel calls, and just could not get in the flow. And a couple shots they got off early, Scott, they hurried them. So, that's just been a credit to Wash's defense.
Trying to find some other scores for you here at the break. We know that it is Marion leading Marion leading South Tama 40-18 at halftime. A lot of people thought that was going to be Marion, one of their
tougher games
yeah. In the Wabak. South Tama off to a slow start. They were preseason top 10 in 3A. Here's a score that's going to get the attention of a few people. Mid Prairie beat Regina tonight in girls play, 51-44. That's the second loss this year already for Regina. We're going to see them Saturday night against Xavier.
And Regina's not scared to play competition either. That's what I like about Coach Wallace, what he does. They play whoever, whenever, and you name the place and time, and we'll play. And so that's what we see. Just right now, to see the Mid-Prairie get a win, that's huge.
Yep, and down in the River Valley Conference there. And so struggles a little bit early on anyway as far as Iowa City Regina is concerned. But
here's one for you. Hempstead up 33-27 at halftime over City High.
Really?
Yeah, so that's Hempstead's supposed to be pretty good, but that's quite a score.
And they're off to a little bit of a slow start as well. As Hempstead, I came into this game 0-3. So far on the year, playing tough opponents, but so far 0-3.
Yeah, and it's I tell you what, Lindmar. You know, you look at what they have coming up, Scott. You know, Lindmar's got Xavier next, Prairie, Iowa City West, and Western Dubuque. So for the confidence meter, they got it early in a couple big wins and an overtime loss to Bettendorf. But then you got Lindmar. They got the road is not as tough going into break with Jefferson. An improved Waterloo West team. I heard Nina Smith's daughter's a freshman and playing.
Another freshman.
So if you watched Nina at all, Scott, you remember those days for daughters, half of what, Nina was. That's going to be a tremendous player. And then they have Kennedy. Washington has Kennedy after that. So we got Kennedy Friday against Prairie, and that should be that could be a really good it's a boy-girl doubleheader. That should
yes,
be a good
is.
Game.
Yep, and we'll be on the air just before 6 o'clock. With the girls contest. See if we can find that Waterloo West, Waterloo East score from earlier on. The Waterloo West girls on top. They're way ahead. They're going to win the game. They were up at halftime 33-4. Brooklyn Smith with 12. Yes, that is the daughter of Mina Smith.
Okay.
Oh, Steve, we're getting old.
Yes, we are.
Joanna Stolke's daughter, Nina Smith's daughter. And
yeah.
It's great to keep doing these games.
Boy, it's we can't even say you're older, I'm older than you. So
that's
we
right.
Can't even pull that card.
We were born the same day.
Same age. You've aged a bit better than I have. Not more than a bit, but a lot.
Jeff Fries has aged better than us all.
Yes. Depending on the angle.
We're ready for the second half.
I got my very first technical as a coach from Jeff Fries.
Yeah.
Guess where we're at? In Norway. Lindmar played Norway.
Here we go. It'll be Wash ball to start the second half on the alternate arrow. Warriors in their home white. There's 5 second count.
Yeah, good start for Lindmar right there. Matched up and Wash looked flat coming out. And Coach James, not real happy with that first possession.
Lindmar will have Peak, Printy, Miller, Krejcia and Beyer, and for the Washington Warriors, Engeldau, Mia, Stolke, Riley, and Trumper. Lindmark going to the bucket to our left here in half number two. They work the weave. Byer driving a kick. Out to Prinny. Thought about the three. Good help by Riley. Driving a kick. Byer, three-pointer short. Rebounded by Riley. Lead. Lob pass. Chased down in front court by Mia. Looking inside. Gets it down low on the block to Stolke. Fakes. Up and under move. Up. Good.
Wow, what an up and under move. It's hard to do it to the left side. Now do it to finish with the right hand. Good up and under.
Eight for Hannah Stolke, and it's 35-16. Byer, nice bounce pass down low, and the layup good. Feed Byer, Krejci with the two.
Well, there's two good possessions right there. Defensive stop to start the second half, and then a good offensive finish against their press.
35-18. Mia coming off the Engeldau screen. Standing dribble out front, gets it to Trumper. Starts to penetrate, yo-yos it back. Ooh. Almost lost the handle on it. Gets it over to Stolke. Fakes, drives baseline, goes behind the back with it. Got doubled, kicked it out right wing. Engeldau three, missed it badly. Rebound fought for in the lane. Jump ball. And it will go to, now they said Washington, but Wash had it to start the second half.
Yeah, you're right.
And Nate Sanderson's wanting an explanation. And they're going to keep it with Wash. I'm amazed as well.
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd talk about it and get with the score official, but I guess not.
I don't think there was a jump ball in that minute we missed. Stolke's runner had a block by Krejci.
Good
start.
Defense. Yep, good start by Lindmar right now if they can keep this going.
Miller will walk it up. Has that bandaged finger on her left hand. Low pass on the floor. Byer made a nice save on it. They go back door underneath. Nice give and go to Byer. Missed the left-hand layup, though. Too strong. And here's Mia the other way. Fast break Warriors. Mia, crossover. Lisa for Stolke. She goes up with a runner with the left hand. No. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Lindmar. Byer centers it to Krejci. Peek. Gets it right back. Fakes the three. Driving a kick. Warriors doing a good job of closing out. Clear out. Prinny one-on-one. Drives. Layup. Good. It'll count a foul.
Boy, that she fouled her all the way to the basket.
Sydney Engeldau will get the foul. You're seeing things this year that Nate couldn't do last year, Steve.
Nope, you are, and that's exactly right, Scott. They're able to do more things. Their confidence is different. And he said they're stronger, and you can see that right now. He said, we just didn't have a flow offensively. Everybody just kind of trying to understand his system. He said, right now we have a flow, and kids know what they're doing.
35-21, Stolke in the high post. Right back it comes to Riley Crosscourt. Drive, stops, off the glass, good, and a little 8-foot banker. Go to your senior when you need a bucket, right?
Yeah, exactly.
37-21, Warriors by 16. Printy had it in the block, swings outside. It back outside, takes it up top. Cross-court pass in the corner, open three, up, ring it up for Macy Miller.
Boy, that was another time where Lamar got to run their offense, move the ball and get the zone or get their man-to-man defense move, found the opening.
37-24, lead suddenly to 13. Stolke right back to Riley. Double high post screens being set for Washington. Now Mia between the legs. Steps back. Three-pointer. No. And the rebound out of there to Carly Printy. Now it's Lindmar on the run. Lob pass inside. Krejci got doubled. Back it comes to Peak. Jumper missed it badly from 12. A line driver and the rebound to Mia.
That would have been a big bucket.
Yeah, that could have got it down to 11. As Wash gets ready to go over to the bench. Stolke trying to drive through a double team and lost it out of bounds. Ari Thomas back in for Washington, the freshman. As Lindmar can get this to 10 with a triple. And Lindmar, good three-point shooting team. Byer behind the back with it. Takes it right of the lane. Kicks it back to Prinny. Riley going for the steal, knocked it away, and Riley came up with it. And now a tied ball. It'll stay with Lindmar.
Boy, she wasn't happy that she didn't get the full turnover steal out of that. Boy, she's heady, isn't she?
You just see the improvement every year.
You do.
With Caitlin Riley.
Oh, man.
four-year player for the Warriors, headed outside to Winona State next year.
They're getting a good one.
Alley peek to Byard. Behind the back with it. And work the weave up top. Miller. Outside the golden arc, gets it right back from Pete. They play catch with it on the right side. Coming up on four to play here in the third. On the drive, and Stokes on the block on Miller.
That was good timing. You know, something like Kia Stokes always had. Just had that good timing of the block, and that's what you saw there in Stokes.
Screen and the screener.
It'll be Lindmar to put it in play in front court, left of the in. Miller, far corner. Fakes. Harry Thomas up top, picks her up. Miller going to go one-on-one, fakes, drives, all the way in, layup, no, but drew the foul.
Well, Lindmar's utilizing their quickness right now. You know, coach has them spread out right now. They're in a 1-4 high set and then letting the kids attack the basket, and that creates difficulties for Wash because they're not able to have help side right now.
Miller to the free throw line and splashes the first one home. 9 for Macy Miller, came in averaging almost 14. Second one, going to be short, and Mia gets the board. 12-point game, closest Lindmar has been in a while at 37-25. Mia going one-on-one, fall away, too strong. And the rebound to Byer. Lindmar into the front court. Prinny, crossover, clears it out, drives in, got the left-hand layup.
Boy, right now, defensively, Wash needs to change it up right now. Yeah, there's a good timeout because right now they haven't figured out their 1-4 high set yet.
Full timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:24 to play in the third quarter, and Lindmar back within 10. Wash 37, Lindmar 27, back in a minute here on KGYN.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough, but getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Welcome back here to Washington, as close as Lindmar has been since the early going, as it's 37-27, 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors get it to Mia, driving left of the lane to Trumper. Three, in and out, no good. Weak side offensive rebound, Riley. Backs her way in, gets double and gets it out top to Thomas. Going one-on-one, stutter dribble, now turns left, into the lane, runner on the way, rimming no, and the rebound to Printy. Put it on the floor in the backcourt. Got trapped. Stokes with the steal and the layup.
Yeah, Pretty just got caught up with Stokes in her face and just the aggressiveness and double team, and that's a lot to get around.
10 for Hannah Stokes, and it's 39-27. Pretty thought about the three. Miller takes the free throw line, and we're going to get an offensive foul or a foul on Mia.
I think defensively.
Yep, going to be on Sammy Mia.
Yep.
Her second and the third on the Warriors.
Boy, the momentum has switched.
11-4 run by Lindmar to start the quarter, and the ball is lost by Lindmar on the inbound. 14th turnover on the Lions. Point lead. Riley in there, Mia, Thomas, Stolke, and Trumper for Chris James and the Warriors. Mia in the high post. Flips and sets the screen now for Riley. Fakes, goes up with the three and buried a big one from the left wing.
Well, just when you need the big bucket, Scott, who do you call on? You know, your senior and Riley.
16 for Caitlin Riley, and a reach foul in the backcourt on the Warriors. That is their fourth.
And that's the thing, Scott. If they get a little bit lazy, then it becomes a reach right now, and these officials are going to call that.
That is the third on Ari Thomas. First player in either squad with three and four on Wash. Lindmar has not committed a foul in the second half. Miller on the drive. Kick to the corner. Three on the way. No good on the line. Driver by Beyer. And a rebound to Riley. Lead pass ahead. Caught in traffic by Mia. Had it knocked away from behind by Beyer.
Yeah, taste of their own medicine right now. Good defense and tipped it from behind.
Printing on the standing dribble out front. Circles right. Steps back. Comes off the Krejci screen.
Nice.
He opened the lane. Lands good. It'll count a foul.
Boy, Lindmar's just spreading them out right now, Scott, and keeping them above the free throw line. He lets them able to attack the rim, and that way there's no defensive help when for the Warriors.
McBride will come in. Oh. Oriana Crusoe will come in for the Warriors. 42-29 and make it 42-30. 8-point quarter for Carly Prenti. Headed to Truman State in a couple of years. Had some good Metro players go down to Truman State. Mia driving a kick. Corner three, strong, no good. They fight for it on the weak side, tipped, and it comes down into the hands. Jamison Feldman for Lindmar. Just into the ball game. Fake, three, up, no. Short by Prenti, and the Warriors will let it go out of bounds. With a minute nine to play here in the third quarter. Lindmar with Marissa Miller in there, along with Macy Miller, the sisters. Their dad played basketball at Kennedy in the day. Kick outside, McBride three, going to be short for the wing. Mia, the offensive rebound, goes up strong, curled it in and out. And Preach at the board. Here comes Macy, across the timeline, stop and go move. Drives in on Mia, layup good with the left hand.
Boy, what a great stop and go move by Macy Miller, the sophomore.
Oh, she's a senior. Marissa's a sophomore.
Oh, that's right, Marissa, yep. A good stop and go.
Thomas behind the back. Got oohs and ahs going here.
Yeah.
Crusoe traveled. Drive, yeah. Traveled with it. Turnover number 15, the lead at 10.
You can see the confidence level coming up, Scott. I mean, you had Prenti doing it. Now you got Macy Miller doing it. And just the confidence and the offensive confidence they have taken to the basket. Something they didn't do the first half was get it to the rim at all.
Well, Lindmar came in shooting threes this year. Tonight they've abandoned the three. They've gone to the penetration game.
Yeah, that's much better. Good adjustment by coach.
Miller coming right in the lane. Kick outside to Prenti. Thought about the three. Now drives on Riley. 4 seconds to play in the quarter, and a reach foul called. And they're going to get the foul on McBride.
Yep. It's 6-0.
Third on McBride. Inbound, quick turnaround, blocked, out of bounds. Oh. 1.2 to go, good block by Mia. And Lindmar with one more opportunity to get the last second shot off.
Look, get it in.
They go on the bounce back door. Crusoe with the steal, and that will do it for quarter number three. We're through three. It's 13th rated Washington 42 and Lindmar 32. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to girls NBC basketball right here at KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Linmar outscored Wash 16-9 in the third quarter to pull within 10 as we start the fourth. And the Warriors will inbound to start the final stanza here from Washington. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you. Both teams 1-0 in Mississippi Valley Conference play. Stolke takes it up top. Yo-yos it back. He's going to go one-on-one. Stolke on the drive, and before the shot, got grabbed. And the first foul of the half, a little Bronx cheer from the Warrior fans.
Man, Wash did something a little bit similar to what Linmar's doing. They brought everybody high a little bit and looked to go a little one-on-one, try to get attack the rim.
Never you see that in girls' basketball unless you had somebody special.
Absolutely, and that's so true. You need athletes and shooters.
Stolke, drive, cross-court pass, Trumper. Couldn't get the three off right wing. Now sets a screen. Inside to Stolke, puts it on the floor, turns, and was fouled. Hannah Stolke will go to the line. She can go left, she can go right.
And it's strong move either way. You can't really hold your stance here. She's just strong moves on each side.
Stolke, 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. 70% of the year and missed the first. Alexis Beyer into the ball game for the Lions. Free throw number 2 right through on a high archer. She brings rain on those
she
free
does,
throws.
Yeah.
Put on the pressure. They haven't been able to do this a whole lot. Lead pass tip, but it comes down on the wing to Krejci. They center it inside, off the glass. Miller, no. And the rebound to Stolke. Outlet to Riley. Over to Engeldown. Puts it on the floor, and they play catch with it. 7-12 to play in the ballgame. 43-32, Wash lead. Warriors 2-0.
Yeah, there's no flow right now for Wash, and they're just trying to get in a flow.
And back to Mia, working that in. Perimeter. Riley on the crossover dribble. Goes behind the back with it.
5 second call here.
Closely guarded. Just about had
it.
Fake by Trumper. Circles right around the ball screen. Set by Engeldow. She gets doubled. The high-low. Inside to Riley. High-arching turnaround swish through from the heart of the lane.
Boy, if you need to do something, Scott, offensively, you just give it to her because she's going to create something.
18 for Caitlin Riling. Krejci got
nice
loose
move.
In the baseline and lays it in.
Good little head fake to the chin. Got her wash girdle, leave her feet a little bit. And nice drive.
10 for Krejci, 45-34. Warriors have led the whole way. They lead by 11. 6:15 to play here in the ball game. Stolke, head shoulder fake, drives in, blocking foul call. They're going to get it on Printy. That'll be her second. And again, I think because she was under the basket.
Yeah, she was. And good call. And I always credit anytime any player takes a charge, Scott. You don't. There's not enough of that. Kids don't get enough credit for trying that.
Free throw good by Stolke. Ari Thomas back in for the Warriors. As Mia will get a breather. Second free throw swish through. 13 for Hannah Stolke. 47-34. Wash has got the lead back to 13. Lions break the pressure. They got a 3-on-1. Prinny will pull up for 3. No good. And the deep kicker to Trumper. Izzo will walk it into front court. Angles right off the high ball screen. With under 6 to play in the contest. Center circle. Riley looking for help. Looking, and timeout call before the 5 second count.
Yeah, picked up her dribble, and that's a point guard mistake there. You never want to pick up your dribble, especially near half court.
30 second timeout. Warriors have 2 left, and Linmar with 3. More basketball later this week coming your way. We'll have on the South Gym for you on Thursday night, Solon at West Branch. West Branch off to a good start this year. And that will be on 106.3. And then 2 doubleheaders coming up on Friday night for you. Steve and I will get things started at Kennedy with the girls' game between the Cougars and Prairie. And Prairie, you talk about 2 excruciating losses in a row.
Kennedy, or not the Kennedy, the first one we had was against Marion with 0.1 second left. And then that last second, shot finished by Zachariah. And those are tough.
And Wash gives it away off the timeout on an over and back violation.
Well, I'll be interested to see Kennedy since we had them early on just to see what kind of improvement they're going to make from their first game. And same with Prairie to get their confidence back up.
Hopefully. Miller got loose and can't make the layup, though. And then the other doubleheader, oh, it's just West City High. That's all.
No big deal.
Engeldow, wide open three, in and out. Stolke, the offensive rebound. Turns, puts it high off the glass and scores.
And Stolke, I mean, just the presence, and then she doesn't rush her shot down on the block. She's very comfortable.
Hannah Stolke with 15 points. Beyer drives in. Her runner no good, and a foul call. Beyer, another good-looking freshman. And she'll go to the free throw line as Thomas picks up her fourth. And the free throw won't go for Alexis Beyer.
Well, Beyer does all the little things. You know, she just does all the little things to help her team, and one that might not get noticed as others right now. But, boy, just as a freshman, she does a lot of great little things.
Free throw number two is up and good. Four for Beyer. No pressure, 49-35. Wash got on a 7-2 run to start the fourth quarter to get that lead back up to 16. Stolke off the clear out. Over to Engeldow in the near side corner. Plays catch with Riley, 4:50 to play. They lob it inside. Nice feed
job.
To Mia, got the layup.
Great pass, and there's another thing that Stolke could do is pass, and then nice cut and anticipation by Mia.
Weaving through traffic in the backcourt. Miller. Gets it in to Beyer. Kick out to Printy. Left wing three and a travel on Printy.
Yeah, she's frustrated with that. She's had, I think, three calls on that. And she's frustrated, doesn't know why. And sometimes it just doesn't feel like it's a travel.
Just shuffling the
just
feet a little
quick
bit.
Shuffle. That's, yep.
51-35. 4:20 to play in the ball game. Angled out. Up top at the right point. Gets to Riley. Now down low, Stolke posting up
there
inside. Goes up with a shot, missed it that time with the right hand. The rebound to Macy Miller. Miller, nice head and shoulder fake. Drive, kicks it back out to Prinny. Now goes behind the ball screen. Prinny drives in on Trumper. Cross court it goes. We're under four to play in the fourth. Shot for three, no. Rebound Riley, long pass, nice catch. Mia, layup with the right hand. Run to the floor.
Boy, Mia is just solid. Just what a tremendous night she's had.
53-35. Beyer backs her way in. Up top, here's Miller, three. Missed it left. Rebounded by Trumper. Is a no-look pass. Nice catch, Stolke. Can't get the layup to go. And the rebound to Beyer. Outlet pass. Up the right sideline comes Lindbar. Trying to get it inside. Stolen away by Riley. Ahead to Mia, ahead of the pack, all the way. No good, missed the finger roll. Rebound Stolke, and her pass tipped out of bounds.
Right now we're seeing Lindmar force some quick shots right now, and that's kind of been the difference the last couple minutes. They have kind of got away with the spread offense and attacking the rim.
Mia and Stolke will come out. Krejcik comes out for Lindmar. Belichick will come in. There are a lot of... Tell you, a lot of tired young ladies in there right now.
They're working hard.
Trumper coming left off the ball screen as the Warriors going to work that perimeter. 18-point lead, 3 minutes to play. Riley on the dribble drive. Got double, tried to leave it inside for Caruso and tipped away and stolen.
Hand up.
Good help defense.
Rotate.
Printy to Beyer, the trailer, three, no. Rebound tipped around. I think they're going to get Beyer going over the top.
Yep. Followed her shot and over the back. You know, Bill Fenley years ago, Scott, you know, the parents yell, follow your shot. Bill Fenley, I remember at a clinic, said, don't follow your shot. And so the coaches were like, well, that's interesting. He said, the shooter's job is to make it. They got to balance their feet, elbow in, follow through. Their job's to make it, not rebound. And that's, I always thought that was interesting.
53-35. McBride on the handback. Caruso, ball fake, drives, left it short on the runner, and the rebound out of there to Lindmar.
Talk it out. Stop ball.
Emma Casebold into the ball game now for the Lions. Her first appearance.
And her dad just got into the Hall of Fame at Cornell College.
That's right. And Miller got loose again, and a timeout going to be taken by Lindmar. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll take it. 2:21 to play here in the ball game. Wash 53, Lindmar 37. Back in a minute. This is high school girls basketball from KGYN.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
2:21 to play in the ball game, and Lindmar has brought in freshman Caitlin Obleton into the ball game, a 5'4 freshman. Lions got it within 10 after being down by 20 in that first half, and now the Warriors are going to play a little keep away. Mia, Trumper, Riley, Crusoe, and McBride into the game. They feed down low. Crusoe doubled on the block, near side. Back out top, Riley, three, and she hits. She's been the player of the game for Wash.
Oh, boy, for sure.
21 for Riley. Casebolt for three in and hits it left of the key.
I like that. Come in, not scared to shoot, just like her dad.
Yeah, I say Matt wasn't scared.
No, he was not of anything.
56-40. Mia posting up. Now goes up with a follow-away and got fouled. And the foul going to go against Obleton. Couple free throws for Sammy Mia. First one, in and out, back in again.
Well, obviously, Kaylin Riley's had a great game, but boy, Sammy Mia, you couldn't argue with
her either.
No.
All the Warrior points as the free throw is good, and now Wash going to get some subs in. All the Wash points but three tonight have been scored by Mia, Stolke, and Riley. How about that?
That's we're going to see a lot of that. They're fun to watch.
Lauren Pakulis into the ball game. Angle down back in for the Warriors. Thomas back in. We're going to have a push up front. And I think they're going to get Engledow on the foul. And it's going to be 1-1 coming up now for Kamilacek. As a free throw, good by the left-hander.
I've been impressed with the officiating. Sometimes these are hard games to call, and I thought the officials done a really good job.
One more upcoming. And got the friendly roll. Lot of progress in the Lindmar camp.
Yeah, for sure.
58-42, minute 17 to play in the ball game. Engledow up top, standing dribble, crossover, drive and a kick to McBride. And reach, and they're going to get a foul on Casebolt.
Casebolt tried to anticipate, but got her arm through and fouled.
And that'll be the 16th foul on Lindmar. What do the Lions have Friday?
Lindmar has, they have Xavier. And then Prairie West, Iowa City West, and Western Dubuque.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
All tipped away.
But a game like this, Scott's got to help them on those games, too. Come back and get defensively a lot better. Offensively, they changed things up, did a lot better.
Under a minute to play here in the ball game, and the Warriors playing keep away as they're going to go to 3-0 for the number 13 team. McCullough to McBride. Bounces it to Ari Thomas. No need to shoot here for Washington unless you got a layup.
Or unless you're Washington.
Yeah. Hey, this is the most they've held it all night. There's a foul. Going to get a reach foul called. On Jamison Feldman. 1-1 coming up. Ari Thomas to the line. To try to become the fourth Warrior player to score tonight. Fifth. 1-1, good. So many good freshmen here this year.
There is, and seeing crucial minutes. I mean, crucial varsity minutes.
Got them both. Thomas with their first two. 23.3 to go. And the Warriors up by 18. And back, driving in, and fouled was Obelton. She'll go to the free throw line. Engledow picks up her third. And with 14.5 to go, the free throw falls. And Obelton has what might be her first varsity point. The JV game, by the way, won by Lindmar, 52-24. Second free throw, no good. Crusoe with the rebound with 10 seconds to play.
Yeah, they should be holding it here. Looks like it. And you get a five-second count. Nope.
That'll do it. Wire to wire, but it wasn't easy as Lindmar made a comeback in the third, but Washington stays unbeaten. Warriors 60 and the Lindmar Lions 43. We'll come back with a post game. After this two-minute break, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball right here on KGYM.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has five-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids, Washington. On the postgame show, Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you here tonight. And the final score in this one, the Washington Warriors win it over the Lindmar Lions by a score of 60-43. And Wash never trailed in this ball game. They jumped out to a 14-2 lead. 29-9 was their biggest cushion of the night. Credit Lindmar, they got it down to 10 at one point. And then Wash opened the fourth quarter 7-2, and all doubt was taken out after that.
It was. You know, Lindmar made some adjustments offensively, had some good defensive stops to start the second half, and, you know, you take away a quarter, and it's a different ball game. But, yeah, credit goes to Wash. My gosh, they have the inside game, the outside game, the defensive game. They're going to be tough to beat, Scott. They have post presence, and that's something they haven't had for a while. And just think, though, when you get Midvalsky back, that you actually add another one into that mix who's
still playing shorthanded.
Yeah, so pretty darn good player. So, it's the season looks very bright for Wash right now.
The big three tonight, though, Sammy Mia, Hannah Stolke, and Caitlin Riley. And they're going to kind of be the big three, I think. Midvalsky will help out. And you're going to get Trumper on her nights. She's going to score. Ari Thomas going to come off the bench, score a little bit more than she did tonight. But still, just Riley, Stolke, and Mia, between them, 55 of the 60 points tonight.
Well, and they complement each other very well, too. I mean, that's something you can see. They enjoy playing with each other, and just very unselfish and enjoy each other's success. So that's gonna bode well for them as well, down the road.
Take a look at the final scoring in the ball game for the Washington Warriors. They go to 3-0 on the year, 2-0 in the Valley. Three in double figures. We mentioned those three. Caitlin Riley leading the way with a team at game-high 21 points for the 5'8 senior. Headed to Winona State next year. Had herself 5 3-pointers to go along with 3 2-point field goals. 19 for Sammy Mia, the other senior of the three, well, of the big three right there tonight anyway. And Mia ended up with 19 points, 8 field goals, and a perfect 3 out of 3 from the line. Hannah Stolke, the 6'1 freshman, had 15. They really featured her at the start of the fourth quarter, and she came through in a big, big way. Izzy Trumper had a 3-pointer for 3, and Ari Thomas had 2 free throws for 2 for Wash's scoring of 60. For the Linmar Lions, they dropped to 2-3 on the year, 1-1 in conference play, 2 in double figures. Macy Miller leading the way with 13 points tonight for the lone senior on the Linmar basketball team. Had 4 field goals, 2 twos, 2 threes, and 3 free throws. 10 points for Keegan Krejcia. Really improved over last year when she was kind of had to be thrown to the wolves a little bit as a freshman, but really has come on in her sophomore season. Ended up with 10 points tonight. 8 for Carly Prenti, the 5'7 junior. All that in the third quarter. 4 points for Alexis Beyer. 3 points for Emma Casebolt. Molly Kamilicek had 2. Jamison Feldman, 2. And Kaylin Obleton had a free throw for 1 point tonight. Turnovers, I've got 17 on Linmar. Washington, I had 17 tonight. Bench scoring, Linmar had the edge there, 8-2. Washington had 2 more 3-pointers in the ballgame, 6-4 tonight over Linmar. Free throws, Washington shot it well. They were 12 of 14 tonight from the free throw line, and Linmar was 11 of 18 in the ballgame. And how about a look at the rebound?
Well, it was all Wash tonight. Wash ended up with 33 rebounds, 24 on the defensive end, and 9 on the offensive for 33. And Linmar finished with 20 rebounds, 15 defensively, and 4 offensively. So this game was really all Wash. And Linmar made a run, and Prinny had a nice third quarter to get them going again offensively. And Nate changed some things offensively too, which helped. But again, all the credit goes to Wash tonight.
As the Warriors get the win tonight, 60-43. When Wash has got that defense cranked up, it leads to what we've seen before, and that is easy baskets. And then when you throw some threes in there, I mean, that they're very, very hard to guard.
Well, and just look at the rebounds, too, that they're able to get just because of the athleticism stalking, too. So, yeah, it's they have an inside game. I mean, they can use it. And that's what they did second half. They put her down on the block and said this offense is going to go through her now in these possessions. And that changed some things because we saw some really good offensive moves and it opened it up for her teammates as well.
I'll say this, though. I think Linmar also found something tonight a little bit as well. They've been relying, we mentioned in the pregame, almost 60% of their shots coming in were three-pointers. Tonight, they didn't rely on the three as much. They went a little one-on-one.
Well, when you see a team with 4 games in and you have 103 three-point attempts, you do not see that very often in any high school game. So, yeah, they changed it up, and Coach Sanderson changed it up and did some things that they needed to do for this particular game. So a much improved Linmar team, for sure.
Very much improved. As The Lions drop to 2-3, and the Warriors get ready, I think, for Jeff on Friday night. The first of the two, and that will be a doubleheader as well. A lot of doubleheaders coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, I like that. It's great for fans, and it's just it's fun to, you know, see both programs and seeing everybody there, and I love the doubleheaders.
Yep, and we're going to get a word with Chris James coming up here in just a little bit as he will make his way out of the locker room and comment a little bit about this win tonight by his Washington Warriors as Washington gets the victory tonight by a score of 60-43. And as if on cue, Chris James joining us here courtside. And what a start tonight. You had to be happy. You guys got out, I think it was 14-2.
Yeah, it was a good start. Good to see a few shots go down. First home game for us. You're kind of wondering whether we're going to have too much juice or too much energy. And it's good to see a few shots go down, that's for sure.
And, of course, your defense leads to your offense. And then just to help out, though, Caitlin starts hitting three-pointers from out of the
– Yeah. She's kind of got the green light whenever she crosses half court. So I thought we did a good job in our press at times, but other times we weren't sealing our traps and our rotations weren't very good and our backflow wasn't great either. So we got a lot of work to do on that because I think they missed some open looks that could have brought them, you know, single digits there in the second half.
And the other thing was you got tested a little bit in the third quarter. You had your lead cut in half. Lindmar got it down to 10.
Yeah.
You made some adjustments, and the girls fought back.
Yeah. You know, we haven't really dealt with much adversity in terms of teams coming back like that on us yet this year. It's still kind of early, but I thought we showed a lot of toughness there. We could have folded as they came back, and they're a much improved team. You know, you got to give God credit to Nate. They hustle after every loose ball. They move the ball well on offense. They cut hard. You know, and they don't give a lot of easy looks on the defensive end either. I thought we gave up way too much dribble penetration there in the second half, and I don't know what the score was in the third quarter, but I think they won it by 7. I think it was like 16-9 or something like that. So, you know, we can't have a mental lapse like that in the second half.
Well, your big three tonight were Mia, Stolke, and Riley, and they had 55 of your 60 tonight.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of going to be, when we get, you know, Mitvalsky back, it's kind of going to be, depending on the night, we could have three or four in double figures, maybe even all five, you know. Just depends on the night, depending on how teams are going to guard us. I thought they did a good job of really covering Izza on the threes. I think she hit one maybe the first three or four possessions, and then she didn't really get loose the rest of the game. You know, the thing about it is we just got a little stagnant there at times, and for us, we just got to keep the ball moving and keep setting good screens and moving. Because I think if we do that, we're going to have a pretty effective offense.
Well, I was impressed with your big three, and Stolke is everything everybody's saying. She has just her moves, her patience on the block. She doesn't rush her shot on the block, which is impressive. And, you know, and two, Sammy Mia, what a nice game she had, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just, boy, you have the inside presence, which you said you haven't had, and there it is, and that opens it up outside. And I thought, you know, Lindmar did a nice job third quarter. They brought all four high, and you guys did a great job of help side and in position. Well, that took that away a little bit, and you guys made some adjustments. And so I thought that was kudos to you guys.
Yeah, and in terms of the help side, we've been looking really hard on that. Our help side defense was pretty poor against Liberty last week, but we've been working on that a lot. And then, you know, I've had my dad come to practice a couple times. He's actually going to be there tomorrow. He's working with the posts on exactly that, being patient. We saw a lot of girls against Liberty where they catch it and they just take one dribble without even looking. And, you know, what was great was Hannah was patient. She saw the double team coming, which she talked about, and we had a cutter to the rim, which was Sammy on that one play, which is exactly what we've been talking about. Because, you know, the more and more people see Hannah, they're going to realize that they need to probably send help down there. And it's just going to open everything else up for us.
Or even just a cutter, she can pass.
Right.
I mean, just that's another threat she adds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good win against an upcoming team. And get ready to go against Jason on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see Coach Eddie on Friday. It's always good to see him and play the Jefferson Jayhawks. We got 2 days of prep to get ready for it. So, you know, we're looking forward to the next opportunity we have on Friday.
3-0. The only thing that would make it better would be good weather to play golf.
Good weather to play golf would be nice.
It would
especially
be.
On a day off like today when they cancel school and, you know.
When it's, no dice, man.
Yeah, no snow. It's just a little ice. We could play golf today, couldn't we?
Well, you
just so you know,
get a lot of roll.
Us communication directors are working hard on these off days. You guys get to enjoy it. It's not so enjoyable on our end.
Well, Chris, congratulations. Enjoy it, and we'll see you down the road.
All right. Thanks, guys, for covering. Appreciate
it. Yep, great job.
Chris James, head coach of the Washington Warriors, as they get the victory here over the Linmar Lions, 60-43. And Steve, we'll be back at it then, coming up on Friday night for us. Thursday night, South Gym will have Solon and West Branch coming your way. And that will be at 7:30 on 106.3 FM. And then coming up for you on Friday, it'll be Prairie and Kennedy in a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have it for you. Girls game on 107.5 FM, and then the boys game will be on both 1600 and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM Friday night, it'll be a doubleheader, West and City High, 550 from over at City for that one. And, good game tonight, good crowd, and we'll do it again Friday.
Yep, looking forward to it.
It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And a big thanks for the Sports Mind and Boosters bringing high school sports here on KGYM. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long from Washington here tonight. And the final score, the 13th-rated Washington Warriors, 60, and the Linmar Lions, 43. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. We're going to get you on 1600 AM now to the Cyclone Coaches Show. And we will get you to ESPN programming on our FMs.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil.